This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's up, good friends? Please watch this video to not get scammed.
Hey everyone, we'll be covering common scams in the NFT space and how to protect yourself. Scammers are becoming more and more deceptive as more new people enter the NFT space. One of the biggest things you can do to protect yourself is triple checking the URL of any site that you're trying to reach. You can minimize your risk of getting scammed by making sure that the URLs you're clicking on are legit.
Please, please, please make sure you're on the actual URL. The fake URL is tricking so many people. That is the key. Make sure you're on the right URL, and when you click the contract, make sure you see what it says it's getting access to. Please be careful.
Many scam sites are made to look identical to the sites that you're familiar with, but the URL will be slightly different. So check for extra letters, different site extensions, or similar looking characters. One example is a scam happening within the ads section of Google search. When users search VFriends on Google, the top of the search results is sometimes populated by fake VFriends websites. Please note that these sites are paid ads and they're not real. The official VFriends website URL is vfriends.com. Never click the link to a site that's not valid.
By far, the thing that I see more than anything right now is people getting caught on a fake URL, thus exposing their wallet and getting scammed. Fuck fake URLs.
We need to cover the two main ways that someone can get scammed. The first is by revealing your secret phrase, also known as your seed phrase. A secret phrase is a series of words that is your way of accessing your wallet from any device. Make sure your secret phrase is written down on a piece of paper and that you have more than one copy. Most importantly, don't give it out to anyone. The second way you can get scammed is by connecting your wallet and authorizing a malicious transaction, for example, on a fake website URL. These aren't the only ways a scam can occur, but these are the most common. So where can scams take place? Scammers most commonly work through fake DMs, fake Twitter profiles, fake tweets, fake emails, and on Discord. Sometimes, they might also hack verified Twitter accounts. Scammers often use Discord DMs to try and lure victims to malicious sites. With Discord Nitro, scammers can choose any username. They can even impersonate Gary when sending messages and may send links to fake URLs. Regardless of whether scammers hack Twitter accounts or send you Discord DMs, if you ever receive a message or see a post that promises any exclusive minting opportunities through a link, please make sure to thoroughly verify it. Now, let's dive into a couple of specific examples of scams that happened in the past. One example is a scam that happened during the ApeCoin launch. Scammers hacked verified Twitter accounts during the launch, and those hacked accounts that had blue check marks and Bored Ape Yacht Club profile pictures directed users to click on malicious links. Users that clicked the links were taken to a fake site, connected their wallet, and got scammed. ApeCoin put out a link of the only official website. Another well-known scam offered to animate your NFT. These scammers hacked verified Twitter accounts, and those accounts that also had blue check marks directed users to a malicious link, pretending to animate their NFTs. To recap, the surefire way to not get scammed is to make sure that you're on the right URL. There are three ways to do that. One, type out the right URL yourself. Two, click the URL in bio of the verified Twitter profile of the project you're trying to connect with. Three, when you're signing a transaction, verify the origin URL of the transaction.